Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, April 11th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's a joy this morning to have her sitting beside me as we prepare this message. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and today we want to encourage you with a message based upon God's Word. Today's message is titled, Knowing His Voice. The scripture text is John 10, verse 4.
His sheep follow him because they know his voice.
Those of us who use a computer regularly know the challenge of thwarting the many disgusting and malicious attacks that come our way. We need firewalls, virus detection, content filters, spyware protection, and junk email filters, and no telling what else. In spite of these types of preventive measures, the attacks continue. Similar to the spiritual realm, where our enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking for someone to devour. The unwelcome data is often revolting and relentless in its attempt to capture our attention. My elderly aunt purchased a computer and began using email to communicate with family and friends, but ceased using it due to the distressing content in unsought email she was continually receiving.
Most have come across a method known as CAPTCHA, which is an attempt to determine that the user is a real person filling out a form or making a comment rather than simply a machine. When we first saw these, they were easy to read, but apparently the malicious machines could read them also. So now they use odd squiggly characters, or in some cases, a background, making them very hard to read, at least for these real humans sitting here.
I can't always read them, so I use the audio CAPTCHA feature. When I first encountered this, it was just a voice reading numbers that I was to type in to verify that I was a real human. Now, apparently some brilliant hack has developed a machine that can circumvent this, so they masquerade the voice with many other voices. And on the website today, I actually have a link to a sample of audio CAPTCHA. You can listen very carefully and detect the legitimate voice giving the numbers. The other day I was using this feature and I considered a spiritual application, even as I experienced the annoyance. As I listened carefully for the numbers to be read among the babble of other voices, I considered how much this was like listening for God's still, small voice in the midst of our noisy world.
Jesus uses a parable in John 10 that would have really connected to his listeners. Many of them would have known the life of the shepherd and the rich biblical literature that describes God as our shepherd, first mentioned in the book of Genesis, and most familiar to many of us in Psalm 23. Later in this context, Jesus states that he is the good shepherd. However, the phrase that we want to especially consider today is, they know his voice.
One of the most important ongoing lessons of life is the ability to recognize and distinguish the voice of the Good Shepherd amidst the clamor of other voices. These times call for great discernment.
We hear his voice in various ways, through his Spirit, in our personal reading and study of the Scriptures, through prayer, through the proclamation of his word in our churches, through godly relationships. But we have a choice regarding our response to the shepherd's voice. Really, it's a daily choice.
Do we choose to listen carefully and heed his voice, separating his voice among the many other voices that vie for our attention? I would like to think this daily encouragement devotional is just a little whisper, perhaps an opportune moment, such as a break at work. Are you listening? Do you know your shepherd's voice? Consider this verse in Hebrews 5, verse 14. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. Today, may we all indeed listen and heed his voice.
Let's pray together. Father, as I walk in your truth, give me an undivided heart that I may fear your holy name and heed your still small voice. Help me to walk upright and live more by faith, less by sight. as I choose to hear your voice and follow your commands. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine. It's a beautiful but still rather chilly day here in rural southeastern or central Pennsylvania where we live, Lancaster County. It's a joy to share these messages with you. We prepare them real time from the real experiences of our life. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. We do have several additional features available on the website today that I cannot communicate in the podcast. I do have, as I mentioned in the message itself, a sample of an audio captcha, I believe is how you would say it. It's actually, each letter stands for something, and I have a link to what that means as well. And you can listen to what I deal with as I try to prepare at least one part of these messages and get them uploaded. Also have today a link to a song that comes to mind as we prepare the message. I've linked to this song before. It's not a really high-quality audio version, but it's available. It's a song called The Voice of Truth by a group, Casting Crowns, and I believe it will bless you. Also have several photos up today that are part of the site. One is a picture of the Good Shepherd, and I believe how we enjoy serving the Lord today and having a Good Shepherd in our life. If we sound a little bit flustered today, it has been a challenging morning. Initially, the website was down. I'm thankful for a brother in Canada that has provided the server space for us to use, as well as pays for this podcast monthly rental fee. And I called today, and his wife said he had a bad headache, a migraine headache, but bless his heart, he was working on getting the site back up, and next time I checked, it was back up, and I want to thank Brad for his work there, and I hope you're listening to this, Brad. You're the one that initially prompted me to start this podcast sometime back as well. Also, we just purchased a new computer. And received it yesterday and have had a lot of the initial setup hassles in setting it up and now using it for the first time for this ministry this morning. So that's been kind of a challenge. Well, we want to bless you today, and may you indeed listen and heed to the voice of the Good Shepherd.